This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Representing the truth, justice, and the American way. The gang all together on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. May I present to you Jennifer Horn, Esquire, Victoria Keelan, Esquire, Kara Schillen, Esquire. Esquire can go with women as well as men, right? If you're a lawyer, expert in something. Experts. Sure. All right. An expert in trending stories, Victoria Keelan, what's cooking?
Cooking. Ford Motors is in the news this morning. They're suspending production of their most popular model, which is the F-150 truck, after a fire at one of their suppliers' facility caused them to run out of parts for which is actually the nation's best-selling vehicle.
Yep.
Beats cars and trucks and everything all together. It's lumped into one. So the F-150 is now sidelined for a bit, and unfortunately that means there are 4,000 workers who are displaced. They're trying to put some of them into a nearby plant in Louisville, Kentucky, but they don't know yet how long it's going to be until they get these parts up and running again to get the truck going. So they're trying to figure out now what the long-term effects may be. These would be the 2018 models that are on the assembly line right now, so there may be a delay. If you're looking to buy an F-150 for September when the new models come out, there might actually be a delay.
What will happen is, if there's enough pressure on the inventory, all the bargain stories that you hear, the advertising, $5,900 cash back. Nope. If there's enough pressure on the inventory, they'll sell them at sticker, and depending on the market, they'll sell them for up to $10,000 over sticker price. I remember buying...
Are you saying am I sensing a conspiracy theory here?
I don't think so. I don't think that's Ford style, frankly. But
I hope not. That'd be pretty devious.
A million conspiracy theories.
I know.
Conspiracy theory number 9,285. I just think that it's interesting how they've weathered certain promotional storms. Chevy and their Silverado have pushed against the 150. Dodge has as well. The Ram is the 150 Ram is a truck that's comparable to the problem with their trucks is that they put Mercedes transmissions in them and they crap out after a while. But the Cummins engine is great. But you don't get a diesel engine. Doesn't make sense putting diesel in a light duty truck like that. So basically what you're getting is a car with four wheel drive. What the pickup, the F-150 is what do they call the Explorer? It's the same chassis, engine, transmission, everything you get in Explorer except has a pickup truck bed and tire off the ground. So the chassis has different springs on it, but that's really what you
get. What's really the advantage? Because you do hear people talk about the F-150. My uncle had one that had 300 and something thousand miles on it before he finally gave it up. And he would have driven it further, but his kids were like,
300 and some thousand miles on my Ford pickup, one of them anyway, the one I drive most of the time, and the engine blew. It was a diesel, and I had it rebuilt so I could get another 300.
So is it just the engines that are so great? Because there's a reason, obviously, that it's the number one selling car or truck.
It's this cachet to it. It's kind of fun. They style them pretty well, although the Silverado is styled pretty well these days. It's like a car with a bench seat. If you don't have bucket seats in the front, a bench seat in the front and the back, you can put six people in it, and you can carry a payload in the back. So if you're going on a vacation, you want
to
put the
practical
stuff in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, to a
Except
point.
For gas, practical. Right?
Gas is not good.
Gas isn't
great, but they're sort of, I think the word is cachet, Victoria, actually.
Okay.
So, all right, what else do you have
for us? Well, hopefully Ford will recover from that soon.
They will. Don't worry. They'll be fixing that fast.
Well, also
for the reasons that you said, because it's all the deals will be yelling, where's our inventory? We need stock.
Right, and especially now being May, these should be ready to hit the lots by what? Early September?
It takes if
usually
you order,
the new year is September, right?
It depends. Yeah, the
or
new
October.
Year is it's September.
Yeah.
But they don't the trucks change when they change. They don't change like cars do so mm-hmm. much. They just change like Ford put an aluminum body on their pickup trucks 3 or 4 years ago, and they just did it midstream. Mm. There's been a distraction because of that. The aluminum body is supposed to last. Ford's are notorious. All the bodies that I've had on all of the pickup trucks, they rust out over the rear wheel well. It's annoying, frankly, to get them fixed or replace them or whatever. So they've now built their bodies out of aluminum, which is great until you get into a wreck and you have to replace them. They're about 3 times more expensive to replace than the regular tin bodies. So, but they don't rust, so don't get in an accident, and you're all set.
Right.
Perfect.
Well,
right.
Also, a big name trending in the news that we haven't heard for a while, Monica Lewinsky. Mm-hmm. And she said that her invitation to an event hosted by Town & Country magazine that promotes social change, her invitation was rescinded when a former president, one by the name of Bill Clinton, decided that he was going to attend the same affair. And so we're not sure who decided, now we have to uninvite Monica. But that's actually what she says happened. So she put out a tweet saying, "Dear world, please don't invite me to an event, especially one about social change. And then after I've accepted, uninvite me because Bill Clinton then decided to attend or was invited. It's 2018. Emily Post would definitely not approve." And then she added, "P.S. And definitely please don't try to ameliorate the situation by insulting me with an offer of an article in your magazine." So obviously Town & Country knows they did wrong, so they tried to offer her to write an article for them. But then the interesting thing is, director and comedian Judd Apatow, he got involved in the squabble here, and he slammed Town & Country for the slight, saying, this is what everyone is fighting against. At Town & Country should be ashamed of themselves. Do they let their heads of the magazine prey on their interns? Would they disinvite them after abusing their power to get what they wanted from them? So that's kind of creating a larger dialogue now against Town & Country. Who are they choosing? You know, they're obviously choosing sides with Bill Clinton. Was Hillary involved in this? Did she not want Monica and Bill in the same room again? I don't know. A mystery.
You wouldn't think that anybody would put the two of them together that had any common sense.
They could be seated across the room. I would do it because I think it would make for better headlines.
What a photo op.
I know.
Monica, shake hands with Bill Clinton. No, I'm Mr. President.
Pretty sure the stipulation is he's a no-show if she's there.
Yeah.
It has to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a couple of things that you can chew on for a while, folks. And what has been the story of those three Americans held in North Korea? Up next, 14 after the hour, Linda Cruz of Muscatine, Iowa, sent me a note. She said, quote, "I tell my children not to spend their money on me at Mother's Day, but they do anyway. So I tell them I want flowers. And the flowers that I want this year, I've heard you talk about. Mother's Day and smiles. Mother's Day and thanks. Mother's Day and happiness. Mother's Day, you put the adjective together, and what do you get? You get the books. B-O-U-Q-S, the books, short for bouquets. They are booking awesome. Always the best. You will find these things, the pictures online. I think you ladies have all been online. You've looked at the pictures you've ordered, what you need for your mom or for people that are close to you, I guess Mother's Day, Grandmother's Day. Is there a separate day for grandmothers? There used to be Grandparents' Day, I think, didn't there?
They're together. Yep.
Yeah, right. All right. So grandmothers, mothers, don't worry. The berries spoil. The flowers you get from the books, well, regular flowers will spoil, but not the flowers from the books. They are unique, special, just like your mom, freshly cut from the books farms. You've heard me raving. You've heard the ladies raving about these for the past couple of weeks. Got a couple of days to make good on your deal with your mom. What's the deal with your mom? I heard that young Mr. Trump is sending his mother, Melania, books flowers. What do you think of that? Think that'll work? Books, farms, farms located on the side of volcano. You notice I didn't hear anything. Yeah, that's a good idea. Barron should send his mother some flowers. Is he old? How old is he? 10, right?
He's 12 or 11 or something like
that.
He's
old enough to send his mother flowers. Yeah. All right. Send a pipeline to the White House. Tell him to call or better yet, go online to thebooks.com. B-O-U-Q-S, books.com. You enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G, get 15% off what already is a fabulous deal. We all have them. You're going to like them. More importantly, your mother will love them. Pictures galore on Mother's Day with the flowers at books.com. You can order all kinds of different varieties. You got to look online, look at the catalog, look what they have to offer, and buy them and get them sent out right away. Books, B-O-U-Q-S.com. And 15% off when you enter the code Doug.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter. When Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more. Like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Right now at Kohl's, gifts for mom, cold cash for you. Give a fine fragrance starting at $56 or $54.99 Nike sneakers and get $10 cold cash. Give her a Roomba for $349.99 and you'll get $70 cold cash. Plus, shop other great gifts and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid in 10 through 13 with promo code MOMSDAY. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so the Trumpster said that he appreciated Kim Jong-un releasing these three Americans that have been held in North Korea. I don't even remember what they were being held for, frankly. What in the world? What was this? Maybe it doesn't make any difference.
There were two of them who were educators who were over there trying to teach at a private religious university, I think. And then there was another who was accused of spying in 2000. So the educators were both arrested in, like, April and May of 2017. Mm-hmm. And then this other guy was accused of spying on behalf of China and the U.S.
All right.
And he went to he was arrested in 2015, I think.
Mm. So there was a meeting. Mike Pompeo visited North Korea to sort of set up the meeting or talk again ahead of the Trump-Kim meeting, and as an added extra attraction, the three of them came back with him. They're in good health, they seem to be anyway, and according to Pompeo, had a good meeting with Kim Jong-un, who was seen in China earlier this week, too, wasn't he? Didn't he go to talk to the...
He had a secret meeting with President Xi, and then President Trump talked to him, and it looks like part of this announcement is that the date has been set, and everyone is speculating that the location will be Singapore.
Really? It's a good place to go. Mm-hmm. If you, as they have
I'd definitely choose Singapore over North Korea.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Singapore's a lot nicer. They've got good food. It's clean.
Yeah, but they do some of the same things. If you,
you're not going to be served
caught,
uncle.
If you, if you get caught stealing something, they cut your arm off.
Well, that's true.
If you get caught lying or doing things, they cut your tongue out. Other than that, Singapore's a great place. Have a good time.
Narrow.
21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 and change past the hour. Blacklist last night. Big trouble at Big Bend for the big stars. The Blacklist is interesting. I had forgotten that the character played, Raymond Reddington, played by James Spader, is there's a list. The Blacklist are all the most wanted people in the country. And each week they knock off a different one of them. That's the theme for the show. But I didn't know until last night he was the number one person on the list. He is America's most wanted criminal. But yeah, because he cooperates with the FBI, that's the whole idea behind the show. And his daughter is the chief agent in this FBI special unit that he doesn't, he gives them entree to all the other bad guys, and he keeps himself out of trouble that way. Pretty, it's an interesting story, and well done. The lead characters, I especially like Harry Lennox, who is the leader of the FBI group, but the Megan Boone, I think is her name, who plays his daughter. Is good as well. So anyway, that's a Blacklist. One more episode for the end of the season. Watched Designated Survivor last night. They're really getting into it. There's a lot of controversy and conflict. And Maggie Q, who plays sort of the president's protector, has come out. She really shines in the show with Kiefer. I would say she's the second most important person on that program. So if you like her, there's good drama and action and good storylines all tied. The kids seem to have disappeared in the storyline. And Jennifer, Kim Raver was not on last night.
Good.
So, there.
Get rid
all
of
right,
her.
So that's, yes. What else do we, have tonight that's good?
I'm sure she's a lovely woman. She always plays Kiefer's love interest.
Right, apparently, yeah.
Anyway, all right, lots of season finales to tell you about tonight on FX, the season finale of what has become sort of a cult favorite. It's a show with Donald Glover and kind of a comedy about a Georgia rapper, Paperboy. Atlanta has their season finale on FX tonight at 10. Young Sheldon is the season finale on CBS tonight. The Big Bang Theory, it's wedding day for Sheldon and Amy, and they have quite the guest list of guest stars. Jerry O'Connell, Laurie Metcalf will be there, plus Kathy Bates and Mark Hamill all have top secret roles. They'll appear on that tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. Mom also has a season finale. Anna Faris's character is getting ready to graduate, finally, from law school, and apparently has taken up a gambling habit in response to finding out that her former beau is getting married. On ABC, Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, and Quantico are all new. CBS, as I mentioned, Big Bang Theory starts at 8. Young Sheldon in season finale start at 8:30. Mom's at 9, and it's a two-hour episode. They'll conclude that at 9:30, followed by a new episode of SWAT. Fox has a new episode of Gotham and Showtime at the Apollo. And NBC has a new episode of Chicago Fire tonight at 9. It's a season 6 finale.
Chicago PD was on last night, too, and I'm flipping back and forth to that. The sergeant who's in charge of that particular group, the fellow who played his best friend and investigator, got killed while in jail, and so he's out trying to get vengeance. It can get pretty ornery, but he's an interesting character, apparently in real life as well as in on the TV show. I never had heard of him before, but I guess he's been around for a long time. Jason Begay is his name. He's got a heavy voice, like that. But anyway. All right. Music in the focus. If you ever wanted microphones, signed vinyl, or guitar pedals from your favorite female artists, you don't have to look any further than this big artist auction. Lady Gaga, Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire, Fergie, among the women donating their gear and memorabilia to be auctioned off online at Reverb. That's the marketplace, Reverb. The proceeds from the auction will benefit the nonprofit Girls Rock Camp Alliance, which works to provide summer camps and educational opportunities for young transgender youth and women, young women. Auction begins today. Includes gear from Melissa Etheridge, Paramore's Hayley Williams, Casey Musgraves. I don't know who Charlie XCX. Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, she's like a current, I don't know, how would you describe
her? She's a British pop singer,
yeah.
I'd say.
Kate Pearson of the B-52s donated a guitar used in concert along with signed stage props from live shows. Other artists donating guitar pedals. Gaga. Look at this. It's pretty interesting what goes on here. This would be a fun thing. So it's online. Online where, though? Where is the... What's the...
It's at
where
Reverb. Going? It goes live today.
Reverb.com?
Yep.
That's where you go to? Reverb.com. You want to get in on the auction? Some of the stuff, I bet, will go fairly reasonably. Some of it fairly expensively, but
yeah.
Kind of a nice idea. Good for them. It's no skin off their nose, and it helps a lot of people who may have good reason for needing some help. It's 29 after the hour on the DJV show.
Parent-Teacher Conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher-parent. And if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life. And two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
It's Thursday, the 10th of May. Hey, Jennifer, we're one-third of the way through the fifth month of the year 2018. Pretty exciting, huh?
Oh, it's very exciting. I love when you tick away the days of our lives.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. Here's the right time. Today is National Shrimp Day. Did you know that Americans eat more shrimp than any other seafood? Healthy food, shrimp, low in calories, high in levels of omega-3s and calcium and iodine and protein. Shrimp is also known to be considered good for the circulatory system. The most popular shrimp dishes. Ready?
Ready.
Seafood gumbo, which is a stew probably originated in southern Louisiana during the 18th century. Shrimp cocktails. Golden Gate first to serve this 50-cent shrimp cocktail, 1959. now a Las Vegas cliche called the original shrimp cocktail. It's on the menu. It's a favorite among tourists as well as, why? What do you mean? It's all over the place, not just there. You've had a shrimp cocktail, right, in a number of places.
Right, but I guess that place is taking credit in the 50s for starting trend in the martini glass, you know, how it's displayed. And
yes, I do. Shrimp Dijon. Is that how you pronounce that? Never heard
no
of it.
No idea. I've never heard of this one.
No.
This is a Chicago
specialty
thing,
in
right?
Chicago, yeah. Casserole of whole peeled shrimp blanketed in garlic sherry-laced bread crumbs. Originated in the late 19th century at a hotel and restaurant called Dijonge, maybe that's it. D-E-J-O-N-G-H-E. Nobody here is a French specialist. Dijonge. And then there's Shrimp Scampi. Has
now
its own day. Yeah, on April 29th. Shrimp Scampi Day. All right, so enjoy some shrimp today. Other food news, Nestle announcing this week they're paying $7 billion so that they'll be able to sell the coffees with a Starbucks label on them. And this guy that started Starbucks, is he a genius? He went back in to save the company about 10 years ago after getting out. And then deals like this.
I thought he got out again. Didn't he? After he saved it, then he went out again?
I don't know. His name is Kevin Johnson. He's the chief financial officer. I don't know. I'm trying to remember his name. I can see his picture, but I don't remember his name. Starbucks packaged goods business generates revenue of $2 billion a year. I'd pay $7 billion all year long to get $2 billion a year back out of it. Wow. What a deal. And it shows you the kind of dough. Nestle's, this is another one of these huge conglomerates, international food conglomerates, buying up whatever they can buy. But this is, I would say this was a big deal. Once in a while I go to Starbucks because they have those good panini sandwiches. That with an orange juice or something is a good quick snack. But I don't drink coffee. They have good hot chocolate at Starbucks, but it's expensive. It's like $7. For a hot chocolate, everything there is expensive. So how have they, this is another genius, how to make a cup of coffee or whatever, people want to pay that kind of dough for just another cup of coffee. Starbucks has
became a fashion trend, actually.
Yeah.
Remember the images of Lindsay Lohan walking around always with her Starbucks cup? I mean,
yeah.
It's become one of those things that people just want to grab onto. It's very trendy. And now we don't even think about it, and we're pulling through that Starbucks drive-thru when we could just be making our own coffee for 10 cents at home.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the convenience is just what. But you know, some of their. I don't drink coffee anymore. But a couple weeks ago, I did go into a Starbucks and I did have a cup of coffee and I tried their new cold brew, and it has a cold foam that goes on top of it. It is unbelievably delicious. It's new and it's the best thing I've ever tasted from Starbucks. So. They're trying new things, and they're working. And like you said, Doug, they made a big effort to bring in a lot of different food items. They have gluten-free items now, too. So they're kind of positioning themselves to be a really upscale fast food chain.
Yeah, very
at this
upscale.
Point.
Yeah, very expensive. I remember going in there. We were driving around. We'd want to have a quick drink or something. They have good sweet drinks, some of them blended juice drinks.
They got lots of sugar there for you.
Oh, yeah, plenty of sugar.
We know how much you like sugar.
Speaking of sugar, the liquid milk chocolate that's covering the highway in Poland this morning, nightmare for cleanup crews, 12 tons of chocolate spilled onto the highway in Poland. Tractor-trailer transporting the chocolate overturned on the highway, gushed across all six lanes of the A2. That connects Poznan to Warsaw, blocked traffic in both directions. Can you imagine what
the video of this is? It looks like Willy Wonka's factory just leaked out everywhere. It's like all this amazing liquid chocolate that was being, I guess, staying warm in the truck, and now it's solidifying, and now that's a real problem because it's kind of like, what do you do? It's like a chocolate hard shell.
Right, yeah. Who'd you put there to eat that up?
Delicious mistake, but hey.
Very nice. Entenmann, speaking of delicious, I've always thought, I wish their stuff wasn't gluten-free and so full of sugar, because they always, I think Entenmann's makes great stuff, frankly. I haven't had them for a long time because I just have to stay away from that stuff. But if you're in the donut business. If you have donut maker as part of your credentials, the folks at Edmunds are looking for the chief donut officer for the company. Grand prize winner gets $5,000. There isn't really any work involved in this. A year's supply of free donuts. Four runners-up get $1,000. The winner gets $5,000. Contest is accepting entries into the end of June at chiefdonutofficer.com. What they're asking you to do is to share your love of Edmunds Donuts along with their ideas for new products, and the winners are going to be chosen based on their passion, creativity, and originality. Huh. Chief Donut Officer. I thought it would lead to a job. Don't you think
well,
that should be a job?
I'm sure there will be a lot of perks and stuff with it. No joke, my friend Dean is applying for this because
really?
He is obsessed with Edmunds Donuts. And so I sent him this article yesterday, and I was like, Dino, this is made for you. And
I
he was
think they make great
so
stuff.
Excited.
Yeah, I really do. I think they make good
I think the
stuff.
Idea of free donuts for a year really captured his imagination.
Gotta just try it. Right?
The winner will be a policeman. Wait and see.
That's but that's kind of not a bad idea. It's good publicity,
yeah,
right?
It would be. A Maine congressman says he's going forward with a proposal to include frozen and canned foods in the fresh fruit and vegetable program. The criticism coming from program founder, representative is Bruce Poliquin, I believe it is. Use Maine blueberries as an example of frozen food that could help the program, part of the federal farm bill, which is making its way through Congress, which is an outrage. You know what? I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I'll go off, and you'll have to get the hook out. The farm bill that's going through Congress right now is the most damnable outrage that you could possibly imagine. Having, if you will, quote-unquote, help for wild blueberries from Maine or elsewhere, fresh, frozen, is a great idea. Promoting them is a great idea because actually in many instances, as you've heard me say here and perhaps on my podcast, the American Family Farmer Show.com, is where you can get the food and farm information every week, American Family Farmer Show.com. The focus on this farm bill, $683 billion of this bill over the next 4 years will go to the major, huge agribusinesses, conglomerates that don't need a nickel. And this is so corrupt. And so many family farmers are going out of business. They don't, especially dairy farmers, they just can't make it because the government has made it so easy for these various big companies to push around the farmers so they get the lowest price they can. In the meantime, the farmers can't survive. So we start importing stuff from all over the world. We don't, there's no inspectors. There's no, all right, you're going to need to get the hook. I just,
well,
it's so.
Back to the blueberries for 1 second, though.
Okay,
the thing that's really
interesting.
Did I bury
the lead?
Yeah.
You buried the blueberry, actually.
Yeah. But yeah. The thing is, I understand, I can kind of see both sides of this. So this guy is a congressman from Maine. He obviously is trying to help out. Now, Maine is the largest producer of blueberries in the country. They've had some volatile harvests in the last few years. Now they apparently have an oversupply of the wild blueberries. So I understand why he would want to include the frozen berries, because apparently they have a really short season, so they have to kind of freeze them because the fresh just really can't go anywhere. Yeah. And so I understand that part, but then sending frozen frozen blueberries or frozen fruit at all to this school children program, that's not going to work either because this has to travel so far. And then there's also added sugar in a lot of frozen blueberries, which is why people who were, you know, started the program said, wait a second, now you're just adding sugar and junk into what's supposed to be fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. So, but I can kind of see, like, it might be a good solution, but I think it needs to be worked out more before they can actually figure out how to logistically make it happen.
Yep. All right, well, you heard I get that part of it, nice. And there are other foods and fruits that are produced around the country that could have the same, that could be, that could become part of this program. But as it makes it through part of the farm bill is a disgusting disgrace. It's like the Pentagon budget. So much waste, fraud, corruption, abuse of your money and my money. It's outrageous. Let's get to something that's not outrageous. That is a couple of interesting sports stories. Here's Jennifer with a story of a pitcher that plays the Baltimore Orioles making history. But hold on there for just a second. Jen, what's the story?
Hold on there for just a second. You're so
yes.
funny. Okay, so we've got the big baseball story of the day. This involves Baltimore starter Dylan Bundy, who redefined futility from the mound Tuesday night in his outing against Kansas City. He became the first pitcher in modern Major League Baseball history to give up 4 home runs without recording an out, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. He allowed 7 base runners, 4 of whom reached on walks, and gave up 7 runs. And then came the hook for Bundy, but the Royals weren't done. They tacked on 3 more runs to take a 10-0 lead before the Orioles even picked up their bats. I feel like they should be playing for the Dodgers.
Great.
This is Kara's team,
right? Up until that point,
right?
Bundy had given up just 1 home run. I think so. I think so, right, Kara?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's keep moving here. This one sounds like it's going down the circle, down the drain.
This is like the story of, well, this one is the worst, but this is the story of like all Maryland, D.C. sports teams. The Caps are doing okay, but all of them, they just, they're such a disappointment. It's so sad. I feel so
bad
for this guy. And they lost 15-7.
It's a 7-game losing streak these guys have going on, by the way.
All right, speaking of losers, here's the story from Victoria of Mark Ingram, suspended. What did he violate? What did he do?
Performance-enhancing drugs, which is not something you hear from the NFL a lot. More likely you hear it in baseball. But the NFL has suspended Mark Ingram. He is on the New Orleans Saints. He's a running back. He's actually one of the highest-rated players in the league. And he maybe the reason for that is because of the PEDs. He's coming off the best season of his career. He set new highs in rushing yards, receiving, and total touchdowns. And he earned his second Pro Bowl selection, topping 1,000 yards for the second consecutive year after failing to reach this mark in his first 5 seasons. So his first 5 seasons were okay. Now he's had 2 amazing seasons, and we know why. He's been busted. So we don't know how long he'll be suspended for. He's got 1 year left on his contract. He's 28 years old. And so at this point, the Saints, I guess, are just hanging on to him to probably figure out what they're going to do with him when his contract is up.
Well, I can fix his life. He can do a little bit, to actually do a lot of good for his body. He can cleanse his body by getting the tea. The tea is Life Change Tea. It's all organic, doesn't have any caffeine in it, gives you more energy. This is a miracle that you can get very easily, actually. Just go to getthetea.com, use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship it to you free. Why do I like this? You hear me every once in a while putting a cup down here as I'm drinking a sip of the tea. It is great for getting rid of the chemicals like steroids in your body. So this is for the football player. Cleans out your liver, your kidneys. Great for your colon. Keeps everything cleaned out. The outside intruders will be booted from your digestive system. If your colon has built up a lot of stuff in it, you'll get on this. It'll help you with weight loss, actually. Clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increase in energy, all of these sort of things. It seems like a miracle, but it really does do all these things. I find myself much more regular, too much information, but good. GetTheTea.com. I figured the ladies would choke on that one. GetTheTea.com. A few other awesome supplements that are there as well. All kinds of flavors of teas. They have this is really kind of a cool company. Nicely done. GetTheTea.com helps to cleanse your body. All the herbal formula that's there is aimed at getting rid of GMOs and pesticides and herbicides and things you don't want in your body. GetTheTea.com is the website. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and you'll get free shipping of GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's manage technology info, shall we now? 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, and today's Tech Talk, technical info that will assist you in making decisions on how to use and what to use in the world of technology. First item comes from Google, who has something new to show off, it would seem.
Yes, Google's got a lot of big news. They announced they gave a first look at their next mobile software, and it's called Android P. And the P, we don't know what that is yet. Google always names everything after a candy. So P could be peanut M&Ms, it could be whatever, so we don't know what the P stands for yet. But it will debut later this year, and if you are an Android user, you'll have better battery life and a number of cool new features designed with digital well-being in mind. So it's kind of interesting that they're pushing new tech, but they're saying that digital well-being is at the top of their minds. There's a new dashboard that gives you insight into how much time you're spending on your phone. And if you flip the phone over, it automatically turns it into Do Not Disturb mode, which is kind of cool. There's a new app on there that times how much time kids are spending on their phone and parental controls, so parents can actually shut off Twitter if they notice that their kid is looking at Twitter for too long. If you have trouble sleeping, there's a new mode called Wind Down. Turns your screen black and white at a set time. And there's some other things, like you'll stretch out the battery life, it prioritizes certain apps, adjusts brightness, and And Google News has been around for 14 years, but it just got its biggest overhaul to date. They unveiled a new news app and web version, which we'll all see if you use any type of Google on any screen. And it collects top news, opinion articles, and fact-checks national and local stories. And they say that they're using artificial intelligence to analyze each story and then make judgment calls about the quality and the type of story. So a new view will show the same stories to everyone, but it will get more personalized based on your location, your favorite sources, and your topic preferences. So it's a really personalized version of Google News, which is very cool. And the highlight of the conference, though, was the announcement that the new Google Assistant voice will be John Legend's. And so you can order John Legend's. You can say Google Assistant. You can have them. Everything will be done in his voice. If you need directions, it'll be his voice. If you need him to set a reminder for you or order some food, everything will be done through his voice. And the cool thing is, because obviously he'd be in the studio for 2 years recording every possible thing that, you know, you could have him do, what they have a new technology called WaveNext, and it analyzed his voice and predicts how he would pronounce certain words. It's very cool software, and so that way you'll have John Legend's voice for a variety of issues that you may have.
Huh. All right, so that's something interesting and new. Next up here, a recent CinemaCon event revealing big details about an upcoming science sci-fi thriller movie. How's that? Let's find out.
The Geek Out. Maybe you're like me and you love the 2000 M. Night Shyamalan movie Unbreakable and were stunned when his 2017 suspense flick Split ended with a scene that surprisingly tied the two movies together. Now, at the recent CinemaCon event in Vegas, the director revealed some footage from something called Glass, which turns out to be a sequel to both of those aforementioned movies and will bring together Bruce Willis, James McAvoy, and Samuel L. Jackson's characters into what Shyamalan is promoting as, quote, the first truly grounded comic book movie. Now, I loved Unbreakable 18 years ago, and I was somewhat mixed on Split until that very last scene tied the two together. So I'm a little geeked for Glass, which hits theaters in January 2019.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available UConnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, meanwhile, back in the ranch, Instagram is trying to be everything for everybody, it looks like, here, Victoria.
It's true. 80% of Instagrammers follow a business on Instagram, and 200 million daily users visit at least one business profile a day. That's why Instagram is launching a series of new tools intended to simplify the process, so now you can do things like schedule a salon appointment or make brunch reservations without leaving Instagram. So this is super smart on their part. You'll now see action buttons like book or get tickets or reserve or start order on business profiles, and you can do all of that without leaving Instagram. And they've partnered with a series of third-party services like Fandango for movie tickets, Grubhub for food ordering, Eventbrite for movie tickets and for various concert events, Open Table to book reservations and Style Seat and Yelp reservations. So now you'll see all of these buttons popping up as this rolls out over the next couple of days. And it is kind of, I mean, I love Instagram. It's my favorite social media app.
Uh-huh.
Makes a lot of sense. It's smart business on their part.
Yeah. Will it affect the way you use it? You're going to do all that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really? Yep. All right. It's much more convenient.
Look for Victoria on Instagram. Hip, hip, hooray. 59 past the hour here on the DJB show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSam.com.